And the U.S. military is struggling to fight two wars at once in Iraq and Afghanistan. Some troops have served three, even four tours, and that's taking a toll on the enlisted men and women and the families they leave behind. For more, we've got retired Navy diving officer Gregory Black. He runs blackmilitaryworld.com. It's an online source for news and information about African Americans in the military. Mr. Black, welcome.
Well, it's good to be here. Thank you for having me, Fry.
So the general, Petraeus, recommends giving more time to the troop surge, but how much longer isn't clear. Now, you intersect with a lot of veterans as well as families of active duty troops. Do you get the sense that they're willing to support a continuation of the surge indefinitely?
Well, I think what we're finding is that there is a lot of objection to the war and the reason for continuing the war. Not only from a lot of African-American veterans, but also from a lot of the soldiers that are on active duty right now and participating in the war. And I think getting support or continued support to continue the war based upon what we've seen is going to be fairly difficult. And it's going to have long-term effects on recruiting. I think essentially it's going to drive a lot of people to the polls who oppose the war and are very anxious to get this war over with.
You mentioned recruiting, and there has been this tremendous drop in the number of enlistments and reenlistments among African Americans. What do you think could change that?
Well, I think it's the only thing that I can say that's going to change the number of African Americans going into the military as a whole is that African Americans are going to have to become smarter about the opportunities that the military has to offer. I think one of the misconceptions that a lot of people have is that if you join the military, then within a couple of months, you're going to be marching through the streets of Iraq with a rifle, and that's certainly not true. There are a lot of military opportunities. There are a lot of jobs in the military that a lot of young people are beginning to learn about outside of the Army and infantry where they can serve their country then gain the benefits of military service and not be in direct danger, which a lot of people fear.
But Mr. Black, isn't it true that you don't really always have a choice? You may enlist saying, well, I want to do X, Y, or Z in the States, but you may not have that choice.
Well, I think, once again, I think there's a lot of education that needs to happen. I think that our young people, when talking to recruiters and when seeking military careers, have a lot more choice than they think they do. And I think this is something that we as the older veteran population owe to our young, particularly African-American youth, to explain some of these things and to gain an understanding, because you do have a lot of options, particularly if you have, a good school record, a good academic record. If you have the wherewithal to succeed in the military has a lot of options. But I think one of the misconceptions is that African Americans are kind of targeted to do the frontline fighting and go into infantry and some of these other things. And I tell you, one strong example of that is that record numbers of African Americans are going into the Coast Guard and also the Air Force because, you know, they want to continue to get the education and benefits and to serve the country, but are not particularly excited about being involved in the danger of combat, which the situation we're in right now in Iraq.
Very quickly, does ideology have anything to do with it? Is there a fundamental sense among some African-American troops and families that this is not a just war?
Oh, without a doubt. I think since the beginning of this war, I think the overwhelming opinion about the war on the part of African-Americans has always been that this is not a just war. There were a lot of ways that we could avoid this war and the combat. And, as a result, I think, there will always be strong opposition. And,
Mr. Black, we're going to have to move on. We're going to have you back later. You're going to stay with us through the break. And this is retired Navy diving officer Gregory Black, who runs blackmilitaryworld.com. Just ahead, more on black military enlistment and why so many young Americans see combat as the only path to college. Plus, opulence Oprah style, her fundraiser for Barack Obama.